sliceofsci-fi.com.
Hi, I'm Emma. Welcome to Slice of Sci-Fi Shorts. Today I'm with short director Greg Bellavia from Nibble.
Oh, pleasure to be here today.
Thank you for joining us.
Well, of course.
Now, I wanted to start off by saying that when I heard the name of your film, I was a little bit unnerved, but I think that's a good thing in sci-fi, at the content of Nibble. That just says, oh no, what's coming? Something that's just gonna get me.
Well, I'd be lying if I said that wasn't what we were aiming for. So I'm glad to hear you say that right there. And then that was what we were trying. I know the horror crowd's very smart, and if they know that they have a thriller with that title, what I like about it is it automatically gets their minds racing. What could possibly be the Nibble mention in
that's
the title?
That's what it did.
So, yeah.
That's what it did.
Well, excellent.
You wanted people to go into watching the short wondering from the beginning, knowing that whatever it is, there's a nibbling involved.
Yes, and with a 6-minute short, a thriller, something suspenseful with a horror, you need to hook them early, and the title was the very start of that, because the film starts off with a mysterious noise, and with the title Nibble, you know the audience is going to be with you at least a little bit, just trying to figure out, trying to play along with the mystery, just like the lead character.
Based on the credits for this film, that you are a man of many talents. So you edited, directed, you wrote it, and of course you came up with the whole concept. So, of that, is there something that we're missing? What else were you involved in?
Well, I think any independent filmmaker has to be a jack of all trades, and I went into this with a very good friend and my producing partner. He also ended up shooting it. I think he did an excellent job given the budget, Leonardo Ibanez. And really it was just sitting down. I had had the idea in my head. I thought it'd make a good short. I didn't think it would break either of our budgets. I brought it to him, and then we kind of just broke down, what can we do? So he's able to shoot. I obviously wrote it, and then I thought it was something that I could direct, and especially I know we work well together.
So insofar as your whole team, your cast, your crew, and of course even yourself, from your own different things going on in your mind, I'm sure there's a lot when you're working on something like this. Did it live up to everything you set it out to be?
Absolutely. In ways it was harder than I was imagining. Even with the low budget, anytime you're shooting anything, you know, like problems are going to come across. We were fighting daylight. There's some creature effects, and we kind of had to finesse that a little bit more than we were anticipating, but we got through it. And to your point, I was very thankful to have Leo and Daniel and Catherine, our actors, who were total professionals. Everyone was on the same page. Right. And I've worked on things where we haven't had that luxury. And, you know, filmmaking at any stage of the game is a fight. And the last thing you want is debt be coming from within your own crew. So this was very smooth because we all kind of knew what we wanted. And the actors were excited to be in it. And they, you know, it's always nice to have actors who enjoy the genre. And they're able to kind of get into it. And I think they really bring it out. They really sell the material.
And I said yes.
I'm sorry. I'm doing it again, aren't I?
Are you okay?
I'm just tired. I'm gonna be busting ass all week trying to get ready for Friday. I'm okay.
So as a director, that's an interesting point for people that not only want to produce sci-fi films, but want to be in sci-fi films, in front of the camera. Do you look for people that have a genuine interest in that content, not just based on, hey, you're a good actor, that would be great in my film, but they need to have an interest in, I guess, living up to that creative expectation?
Not necessarily. It helps. It's always good to have, I think enthusiasm is so important to me, especially working at an independent level. It'll get people attracted to your stuff. If they just like the content, they're willing to bend over backwards to help you out. But this was Catherine's first horror project, and I think she did an amazing job with it. And I part of that, I think, is not coming from the horror background. She was able to take just the dramatic kind of skills she had and funnel it into this, and she just does an excellent job selling it.
This is weird.
When we wake up, we're going to be in an alternate dimension.
We'll both have beards.
For the wall in the apartment where they live, we ended up, that was fake. That was like we used my house because you're a filmmaker.
I was wondering about that. I was thinking, oh, someone's going to have to pay that bill.
Yes, that was my place once again to save on cost, because something that will help you out as a director is just being able to control your location. And I can control my own house. I can set my own hours, that type of thing. There's an effect involving a wall, and you know, I knew that we weren't going to have a very reliable CGI budget to pull off the effect, mm-hmm. so we literally built a fake wall, and that kind of plays into the story, and we could wreck that. And I was living with a roommate at the time, and they came in after we had completed the wall and kind of set it up, and he told me when I got home that night that he was eating dinner, and it took him about 20 minutes to put together what was wrong with the house. It's like, wait. Like,
things are smaller in here, yes. And I don't know what's going on. But then that worked as well. That worked in real life, not just on film.
Yeah, so that was a credit, and we all, you know, that made us very proud of our little our job there, but also that helps sell the effect. I always enjoy getting my fingers in all the different pies on the set, but at the same time, I think it's just working with people that you trust that also share the same vision, because mm-hmm. it's having crew people that you can trust and that you know kind of share the responsibility with you, because that'll help you get the, because if you're wearing all the hats, you're going to be so stressed out about every little mm-hmm. thing. So for me, I kind of like that, but for other people, I think, you know, building a crew either paid or through people that you know that can do the job, that also be there for you through the long haul, which is so important, because I've seen people drop out before, is important, and that will help your stress level go down. And if you're directing, you'll be a better director. If you're the DP, you'll be a better DP, just across the board.
Okay.
Scene 3C, take 3. Mark? I definitely heard something last night.
I'm sure you did.
You're not just saying that to get rid of me, are you?
So, Nibble won Best Special Effects at the Shockfest Film Festival.
Yes,
congratulations.
Yes. Thank you. Very proud of that.
But that's not the only accolade, is there? There's been a couple of other good selections.
Yes, we played Shockfest, which was great. They were fantastic. We did the LA Indie Film Festival, also amazing, and the LA Fear and Fantasy Film Festival. We're just trying to get out to as many festivals, both genre and otherwise, as possible. LA Indie isn't only horror or thrillers. They were open to anything, and that was an amazing crowd response, because we actually followed a little indie romantic, like drama type deal. So the audience wasn't ready for it. Yeah. But whereas I feel like a horror crowd is just waiting. What is it? What's going to happen? Where's mm-hmm. my payoff? Justifiably. The LA Indie crowd was a lot of fun, because you had people who didn't know they were going to necessarily get a horror film.
Right.
And to see that reaction was just a real treat. And they were very responsive and efforts. We got a great reaction.
Been your inspiration for getting into horror?
Horror, I think it provokes a reaction, one way or the other. Because if it's a good horror movie, then you're not going to sleep that night. If it's a bad horror movie, you're going to laugh with your friends on the way home. Like, there, no matter what, there's something to get out of it. I don't think any other genre has exactly that type of feel to it. Because when it works, it's perfect. When it doesn't work, there's still a little something that you can take home.
So we'll be seeing more horror from you?
Yes, but I'm open to, I love old Hitchcock stuff. I love, once again, like the film noirs. I'm always attracted to suspense because I think it's really the putting the audience through the ringer is such a wonderful shared reaction in a theater. The idea like the gasping and who's going to scream at this. But it doesn't always have to be like creatures and robots or whatever. That's great. You can have it more psychological horror, like the Roman Polanski vein. That's cool. The Alfred Hitchcock. It's just anything that'll kind of provoke that, like, kind of catch in your throat response is the type of thing that appeals to me.
As opposed to just mass gore.
Well, I love a gory movie as much as the next person, but the problem is when you fall back on that and that's all you have to offer, you lose the suspense. And hopefully with Nibble, we've done an excellent job of kind of setting the table to get audiences in, kind of draw you in, and then hit you with something a little bit different at the end.
Do you think that shorts are completely web-based, or they're just ending up that way, or do you think it's a balance?
I think the web's the best only in terms of accessibility. I mean, you have people at home who want to be entertained between 1 and 10 minutes at times. I mean, if you know how many people will watch something for like 3 minutes, just want to get in, get out. With ours, 6 minutes, you know, just if you give us a little bit of patience, I promise you it's going to end fantastically, that type of deal. I think festivals are a great life, but a lot of the times, you know, festivals to me are good for networking because you don't know how many people are going to show up as an outside audience. Mm-hmm. With the World Wide Web, you're appealing to everybody. At least a trailer to get people to try and attend the festival, that type of thing.
So speaking of web, everyone will want to know where they can find out more information.
Oh, you should head over to nibblefilm.com. You can find a little information about the movie, about the cast, the crew, and if you want to shoot me a message, any questions, comments, or concerns, that's the best way.
Excellent. Thank you for joining us and sharing your wisdom about the short film industry.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
And congratulations on the film.
Oh, thanks again. Appreciate it.
Thank you. I'm Emma Green for Slice of Sci-Fi Shorts.